summary of God's word. In short order this morning, the Christmas formula, celebrate. The Bible says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Now, I want you to catch the rhythm of this morning, so I want you to read it with me. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Father God, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Lord, hide me behind your cross this morning. Allow us to speak only thus saith the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray and ask. Amen. Thank you for standing. You may be seated. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." For unto you is born, we don't need it, you can take it down, this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. When the Bible says "for unto you," it means for your sake, for your good, on your behalf. You can receive it if you want to, or you can reject it if you want to. Now get this. This is why Christmas is personal and why we ought to love it. It doesn't say, see, Emmanuel, it says, is God with us. And so he came down, and whether you liked it or not, he was down here with us. Amen. But this scripture tells us, "For unto you," it's personalized, that it's a message to you. When to me? It's individual. Because guess what? He did it for me, personally. He came down from heaven for me. He didn't have to do it. He didn't owe me anything. God was not in my debt. But the Creator became the Redeemer. He let himself be born and take upon him the sins of the world at the cross and died in my place, that I would not just celebrate in this season, but every morning I would recognize that each and every morning there's new mercies in this Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And so we see in the scripture there's a threefold identity in chapter 2 and verse 11. It gives us this completed variables of this Christmas formula. In order for us to see how good God is in salvation, we must understand how terrible sin is. Sin is not just making a mistake, it's a trespass against God. It's not just an error. Sin is so bloody that a sacrifice has to be made. The only way we can get to the Father is through the bloody sacrifice of his only begotten Son. And so we see this morning, number one, the first part of this threefold name is, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." And as Savior, we have acceptance with God. God does not accept us on the basis of our good works, not because we come from a good family or know the scripture. The only way we have acceptance individually is from the Savior. To admit you, you must first admit that he is the Savior. Church membership does not save you. Talk back to me if you can. Church membership doesn't save you. I know some of you think you're storing up righteousness. I go to church every week and you think that you've stored up some kind of goodness in you. But I got good news and I got bad news. The good news is if you're saved, you're just saved. But the bad news is you're not storing up any more righteousness just because you go to church. Some of the most hateful people in Dayton go to church. Listen, hopefully none of them go to church here. You know what I mean? God does not accept us on the basis of our good works, not because we come from a good family or because we know scripture or because we're a church member. No, listen, just because you're a member of a church, just sitting in church doesn't make you a Christian, just like sitting in a garage don't make you a Buick. Not everyone that says unto me, "Lord, Lord." But in Jesus, our Savior, we are accepted. No other name, no other religion, no other system could bring us acceptance. Look at Romans 14, 17, and 18. Romans 14, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Look at 1 Peter 2 and 5, as we're raised up as these lively stones, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. See how they're acceptable? They're only acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Because for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, and the Savior has made it acceptable to God. The only way to have acceptance with the Father is through the Son, and there is no other way. Now listen, I know what the Pope says. I know what Oprah says. I know what these so-called churches that are just a group fellowship just to check off and say that you went to church on Sunday. I know what they say. They'll say there's 1,000 ways to get to heaven. I'd like to bring that down by about 999 today if I could. If we needed information, God would have sent us a philosopher. If we needed money, God would have sent us economists. But we needed salvation, so God sent us a Savior. And through that Savior, we have acceptance. Oh, I like the old song. I wonder if you know it today. My sin, oh, the bless of that glorious thought. My sin is not in part, but the whole. Is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. The only reason it is well with my soul, or the only reason it can be well with your soul, is if you have a Savior, this Savior, which is Christ the Lord, who brought acceptance. Then you can cry when we sing that old song, it is well with my soul. See, as a Savior, we gain acceptance. You know, it's interesting when we see that verse, this threefold naming, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. It's not just unto you for acceptance, but we also see that name Christ, that messianic title, and under that, as Christ, we gain access. Now, I don't know about you, but the older I get, the more I need a password for my password. Because every time I log into something, I've forgotten what the password is. And so I just go straight to, I forgot my password. Can you send me a new one? I got 40,675 billion new passwords every week because I can't remember my password. And the password won't just get you into anybody's account, but it will only grant you access to that one account. You see, we get in this mind that we think that Christmas is about us. And that's kind of like walking around in front of God like we just have access, like we earn this access. But when we come into the presence of God, we need to remember we're not even worthy to be in his presence. And the only way is through a Savior, which is Christ, the chosen one, the anointed one. He was anointed to give us access to the Father. He's the only passcode. See, I like that one because I can remember Christ is the password, amen? And I don't have to think about this password or that password, and only Christ will give me access. Listen, you can go to my email and put your password in, but it won't give you access. And if it does, I'm calling Google and suing them, amen? But listen, you can get into my bank account and put your PIN number in, and it shouldn't dispense any 20s or 100s for you. But listen, but all of us on equal playing ground, if we accept that the same Savior, which is Christ the Lord, then today you have access to the Father. Yeah. You know why I know Brother Chapman's in heaven? Because he knew that there was a Savior who was born that day, which is Christ the Lord. And as soon as he placed his own individual personal trust in him, he had access not just to the Father, but to the heavenly realm. So the absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And today he's got access to the throne room of God in a way we've never seen it. When I pray, I got access into the throne room. I can go boldly. But today he's really in the throne room of God. We all have the same blessings in this access, Romans 5, 1 and 2. We see that being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we also have access by faith. See how the access is open? It's faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Look at Ephesians 2 and 13. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off, made nigh by the blood of Christ. Notice who it's made nigh by Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. See, there's not 100,000 ways to get there. There's just one. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of the commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. And came and preached peace to you which were far off, and from them that were not. He came down and preached it. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Ephesians 3, verse 11. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in, who's it? Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him. We gain access. Listen, remember that old open sesame? Now, again, I hope that it's not just me. I hope that my memory is just not, I'm not just alone in this battle, but literally, have you ever hid something from yourself? It's the worst thing in the world. And the older you get, young people, if you're like, nah, that never happened to me, the older you get, the more you hide things from you. And then now holler if you hear me this morning. Then you get mad at everybody else because you can't find what you hid. Yeah, there's some guilty parties in here today. I go through the house, I've hid something. Now everything I hide at 6'3½, everything I hide is up high somewhere. And the only other person in my house that could reach it possibly is Grayson, right? And so he's catching a whole bunch of strays. I know that boy touched my stuff. He's the only one that can reach it. He's like, Father, I didn't have it, you know? And he said, well, it wasn't me, Daddy. I said, well, okay, where is it at? And then I got to come back and apologize because guess what? Open up my drawer and there it is. I know he ain't been in my drawers. This was me that did this. I apologize, son. I hid it from myself. You know, I try to hide things up high because it gives limited access to the rest of my family. It gives limited access. I know who to go to because even though Pastor Xavier doesn't like to hear it, I know he can't reach it. And he's the same height as his sisters and his mom, and so I ain't worried about them. So I know if somebody touched it, it had to be Grayson. So I give limited access to everybody else. Now, when things are down low.
Yeah.
Yes. When things are down low, I can go to the rest of the family. I'll say, because this is what happens. You know, when you got these size 14 shoes or whatever, what happens is in the wintertime, they want to get my socks and pull it all the way up to their thigh and walk around. And so when it's something down low, I can go and find the lowly, the meek and the mild in my family. And I start with Xavier, the number one sinner. I say, where's my socks at, playa? You know what I mean? Because he has access. See, through Christ, faith in Christ has granted us access in the high heavenly realm.
Yes, amen.
But it's also given us access in the low earthly realm, because as Emmanuel, he's both God and man and God with us. But for unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. So even right now, when we sing joy to the world, the reason why we can celebrate is because we have access to his Spirit, as we just saw in the scriptures. And so we can access the Spirit and stand against anything in Christ. But also, you see that last part of that verse, which is Christ the Lord. As Lord, we get authority. As Lord, we get authority. Not based on my own merit, but through my Lord. Some things belong to me because I belong to him. Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. When the devil starts pecking at your door, when your neighbors start being nosy and getting on your nerves, when somebody ain't acting right, when there's a Christian in your life that's not acting too Christian, all you got to do is give them a Romans 8:37, and all you got to do is go to the authority of the Lord, and through him you can say, nay, I like that King James language. I'm gonna start using it. You know, I've used it before, but only when I'm doing the whip and the nay-nay. But listen, right now, we only do that every once in a while, not in my church clothes, but listen. But when we say nay, nay, we are more than conquerors. Satan, get away from me because I'm more than a conqueror in Jesus. He already defeated you, so you ain't got nothing to do with this. Get out of my business. Y'all heard it, what I said before? What the snowman said to the carrot. Get out my face. This is what we do. See, anyway, this is what we do. Satan, I don't got time for you today because I'm more than a conqueror through this Lord, through this Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Look at Luke 10 and 19. Jesus said this to the apostles, but I want you to carry it along for a moment. He says, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now watch. He gave that to the apostles as they go out, but it goes further for us. It may not be in a physical sense for us today, but in a spiritual sense it is, because we get this verse, and one of the ones that he said this to wrote this later in 1 John 4 and 4. The Bible tells us this. This is what we have. Ye are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So we have the authority of the Lord to say that these seducing spirits and all these things that are waxing against us, we can tell them no, because what I got living inside of me has more authority than what you have. And so you got to leave me alone, because the Lord has binded that I have his authority because he's my Lord. Y'all been eating Christmas cookies and drinking eggnog. Y'all not awake this morning. Listen, somebody got to holler now if they hear me, because I think it's good to have a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Maybe it's me. Sometimes y'all get too spiritual and too Baptist for your own good. Now relax a little bit and enjoy the Lord. Because I know y'all be singing later on with your family, enjoy to the world, the Lord is good. And you'll be singing all that, but when the preacher says something, you act like you don't know how to shout no more. I'm going to get y'all some whistles. Toot-toot. Just toot the whistle if you feel good today, amen? Listen, it's exciting that we have a Lord who has given us acceptance and access and authority. Look at Matthew 28. You know this scripture, part of it's right here. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. How much power was given to him? All the power. But then he says, here's where I'm going to bless you with some authority. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. This is the authority Jesus gives us that we don't like to use that often. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. He didn't just command us, he gave us his authority that it could happen. You know why we have a church that was started from scratch with absolutely no people, and now we can come in here and have carnivals and have all this stuff? You know why that happened? Because Jesus granted authority to the church and said, go out and preach it and teach it and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and God will raise it up. That's how churches are started. That's how churches grow. That's how church, when you live in the authority of Jesus Christ, we can't do it on our own. We have no power or no ability. Lord, you'd be in a lot of problems. We'd all be in the Montgomery County Jail if it was up to my authority. Because I would have smacked a few people in these last 6 years if it was just up to my authority. I'm not talking about church people. I'm just talking about in life. And I would have led you to bitter places, to hard places. I would have said, come over here. Somebody did something to somebody we don't like. Let's jump them. But the Lord's authority is like, No, Pastor Bryce, I told you, this is not how we do things. He said, let's pray on it. And I said, Lord, but I don't want to pray on it. He said, but pray on it. And I pray on it, and I realize we got to put on our spiritual clothes and say, we're not going to go over there and jump them. We're going to pray for them. Because the Lord's authority told me that, listen, this is how my authority works. Because, see, sometimes in our spiritual walk, we want to have authority. Like, we want to be the ones that are the authoritarians. We want to be in charge. But the more I realize that I don't have any authority except through him, the better I become. When I realize, because see, I try to do some things in my own power and it don't work. Now, can we talk for just a minute?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be finished. I'm not going to hold you long. It's Christmas time. It's my gift to you. Don't ask me for nothing else. I told y'all. It's a long story, and I won't give you the long, I'll give the Reader's Digest, but I've been trying to, you know, just personally get back in the gym and work, but the issue with that now is My sons have been going for quite a long time, and my third son, Thomas, I brought him into the fold. And so yesterday after the carnival, you know, we've been on our feet all day. I'm walking around, and my legs hurt, my hips hurt. And you know, sons are ridiculous. They guilted me. They guilted me. I wanted to go home and take a nap and sleep just until the Ohio State game come on, OH. Okay, I just wanted to sleep until then and get up and eat pizza and wings and just relax and look over my message a little bit. But they said, we're going to go to the gym when we leave and play basketball. Are you coming? And then they started to peer pressure me. Now, I'm good at saying no. I'm not really peer pressured easily, but I'm prideful. That's part of my sin problem. That's part of my sin package. It came with me, you know what I mean? When on February 23rd, 1982, when I was born, you know, that came as a part of my sin package, pride. And so they say, well, you just too old. You can't come out here. And so my pride got the best of me. So I left, and they met me at the house, and we're going to change. And you know, if they're going to make me go, I make them drive. I'm going to use their gas money. You know what I'm talking about? My gas money's sitting in the driveway. And so they're laughing at me because before we go, they're all just ready to go. They you know, they got no shorts on. They ain't drink no water. They've been drinking Dew and Monsters all day long. They don't care. And I'm like, hold on a minute. I got to make some coffee. I got to get energy to go to the thing. And then I'm like, hold on. I got to rub this Icy Hot on my back. And then I was like, I got to take 2 Tylenol before we go to the gym. So we get there and we play basketball. We play 2 games to 12, and they took forever. And I'm like, of course they did. And so I get home, and I know that they were like, we're going to Taco Bell afterwards. So I was like, just take me home. I need a nap. And so I went home, and Jalise can testify. I had to put ice on my back. I took 2 Aleve, and I'm laid down. And they're calling me from Taco Bell, talking about, oh, they got nuggets over here at Taco Bell now. We never got to go nowhere. This is what they're literally calling me from Taco Bell. They got nuggets. They got good sauce and everything else. And we never have to go anywhere else because now they got chicken. Y'all not going to trick me with chicken at Taco Bell. Y'all must not know no essays or no vatos. Where'd they get them chickens from? I grew up around some Mexicans. I'm just telling y'all at Taco Bell, I'm not being racist. I'm being real. Where'd they get them nuggets at? They don't got chickens like that. They fight them. They don't cook them. I know some. I got some family. I got them. And this is how they talk to me. But then I start thinking about this. I think to myself, you know, I have no authority over my body to just say, body, stop hurting all the time. And really, I'm only hurting because I'm working out. I'm actually pretty healthy, but back, stop hurting. When these boys jump, you know, it used to be when these young boys jumped, you know, 10 years ago, I was one jumping with them. Now they just jump. I don't even jump no more. I just watch them just going. I tell them all the time, if I don't get you down here, it's just not going to happen. Just go on, jump. So what? I'm going to say, I don't care. I'm shooting 3s. I don't care about nothing. I'm not driving. I'm not about to dribble. For what? We ain't getting no trophies at the Y. But listen, I understand that if I had authority, you know what? I'd give it to myself to say, we ain't going to hurt no more. If I had authority, I would have went in and I would have just healed Pastor Steve. If I had authority, I would just go in and I would just heal all the kids at Children's Hospital on Christmas. If I had the authority, see, sometimes people in churches start thinking that they got authority, that they can do things that they can't, but then they won't use the authority that God really did give them to go and preach and to go and show people how to live. They don't use the authority they have to go tell it on the mountain. And all I'm saying to you, church, is listen, don't think that you have all the authority, because it said that Jesus has all the authority. And so the authority that he's given you is to tell other people about him. That's how you celebrate. That's why at Christmas time I say, don't make everybody around you as a Christian think that Christmas is all about Home Alone and Die Hard's not a Christmas movie, but if you think it is, good for you. But it's not about that or the Grinch or these things. But understand, let everybody around you know in your sphere and your circle, let them know the reason why we celebrate is because I've been given authority by the Lord to tell you how good he is. Amen. Right. Now, I'm an alliterator. I like to use alliterations, and sometimes my sisters say, I can't come up with alliterations, and I'm not going to force it, but God just blesses me, like, I can get these alliterations out of words, and I tell them all the time, like, I'm a geek, so I just read the Webster's Dictionary, and I just get it, and I read through the Webster's Dictionary, and I find new words, or I find things, and I don't always use them, but I just like to alliterate. When I got finished writing this message, I realized that I had triple A, and these 3 A's, and there's a a company called AAA. And it's interesting, my wife and I have been AAA members the entire time of our marriage, but it just been she and I most of that time that could drive. And we never really used our AAA, never had to. And as soon as we moved up here to start a church, it was like Satan started fighting and our cars started having dumb little problems. And it was like I was calling AAA every other week. And then my wife and I's cars were all figured out. And then my son's got a car and it was like I'm calling AAA for their car. But what I found out about AAA in the membership we had is that my wife and I were members, but in order for our kids to get towed, even though I own the vehicle doesn't matter, it's the person. So I could be driving any of your cars, but the membership only worked for me in that vehicle. And so when my first son began to drive, I said, well, you gotta be a member. And he's not on there, but it's my car. And they said, that doesn't matter, sir. In order for that membership to be accepted, you have to be with the car. I had to get out of my nice warm bed and drive to where he was and be with the car. So then it happened to Xavier a couple of years later, and I said, well, I got to drive and be with him. So then I got smart. I said, what do I got to do to get them? They're grown men. I'm not about to keep waking up. They're safe. Good enough. Just tow them on home. Okay, everybody's good? Tow them on home. Nobody getting out their bed to come get them because they want to be out all night. Listen. So what do I got to do? I'm a member. What do I got to do for them to be accepted? They said, well, you got to make them a member. Good. How do I make them a member? Well, you got to have access. How do I have to have access? You have to give us your four-digit PIN. Well, nobody remembers their four-digit PIN for AAA. Hold on. You know what I had to do? I had to phone a friend. Honey, what's the PIN number for AAA? I don't know. Try this. I'm like, it's like a game show. 1273. That wasn't it. Honey, that wasn't it. What's next? Try this, 1278, until I finally get it. That was it, Mr. Thompson, very good. You've got access. But you know, having acceptance to become a member and having access with a PIN doesn't do us any good until you give them the authority, because you know what they're gonna ask you last? How would you like to pay? Would you like us to bill it, or would you like to put this on your card? Well, you know, I'm cheap, so I said, well, just bill me. And then when it come, I'm gonna put it in my mama name. But anyway, that's what. But that credit card gave me authority. And so now as a member, I'm accepted. And now I can have my sons be accepted on this AAA account. But then they got to know the PIN number, because if they ever got a call, they got to know the PIN number to get access. So they'll probably call their mother and say, Mom, what's the PIN number? So they can get access. But then the final part of that was to get authority to have this membership. To get them on, we had to have the power and the purchase and the money. I thought about that, and I thought about Christ. For unto you is born this day. Remember, for unto you. It's individual. It's you. He wasn't just born for me. He wasn't even born for us. Overarching. Personally, he was born for you. For unto you is born this day. At first Christmas, this is what it's about. This day, he was born for you on your behalf, for your good, to do what you couldn't do. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior. He's Savior to deliver you from sins, to get you acceptance where you were separated from God. He now has you accepted so that you can be with God. And he's Christ. His anointed position is to grant you access, to open the door, the portal to heaven, to give you the spiritual realm. And through the Holy Spirit of God, he has granted you access. And then he had this purchasing power. He got through purchasing you and I through the redemption of his blood, through dying on the cross to pay for our sins. He purchased it in earnest. Purchased it, and it gave authority. You know what happens when someone accepts Luke 2:11? When someone accepts that for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, what happens? Here's what happens. We say it's fruit to your account, but Bible says this. You're now added to the Father's account, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, through the adoption of sons and daughters. You're now added to the account of salvation because of this Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now, listen, it's not that God has this physical card and you're not going to get any hotel discounts from it, but you got a better resting place than that. They say the motel is a Motel 6. We'll leave the light on for you. But Jesus Christ said, I am the light. And now you're the light. And so we don't even got to leave the light on for you in heaven because it's always lit. And so it's not like God can pull out of his back pocket and got a card with your name on it. But he's got something better than that. It's called the Lamb's Book of Life. And for everybody who's accepted that on this day, in the city of David was born unto you a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. To everyone who's admitted that and accepted that today, you have a resting place. You have a wonderful, blessed hope that in Christ Jesus the Lord, the Savior of the world, that you can celebrate today at Christmas and you can celebrate every day because you'll never, ever have to worry. See, AAA is a great thing because if you're broke down on the side of the road, you call them up and somebody can come get you. Now they'll change your battery. They'll change your tire. They'll come right out to you. They'll unlock your doors. I've had experience. But I know this. I know this. Some of you need to hear today that for unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Some of you are saved, but you need to hear it for another reason today. You need to hear it because you're broke down right now, because you're struggling. Your tires are wobbling. Your battery's out. You're not sure what's wrong with it, but you know it can't be good. They'll ask you when you get on the line, are you in a safe place? Some of you aren't in a safe place, either physically or spiritually, and you need to hear today that there's a Savior. There's somebody. He don't drive a tow truck, and he don't need one. But he's ready to scoop you up and bring you to safety, to deliver you from what could be devouring you and bring you into a safe existence. Some of you today are in a place where you feel like you've been denied access. Like you feel like, I don't have a way to go forward. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And there's a Christ that was born for you that day that is anointed. And he says, if you'll just accept me, then I'll accept you and give you access into the heavenly realm. But you got to tap into it. You wonder why your life's not going the way that you want it to go. You need to tap into his access and get rid of what you think is making it accessible for you. But see, I know this. You can call any tow company, but there's a gold standard in roadside assistance. It's been this way for years, and it's called AAA. Why do we have AAA car service places? Why do we have AAA here? There's lots of places and lots of companies, but why is it so important? Because they have proven over and over and over again that they're the most reliable and the gold standard in the industry for these things. And see, the Lord that I serve has proven over and over and over again that he's Lord. That he's the gold standard, not Muhammad, not Buddha, not Catholicism, not being a Baptist, not any other thing, not big church or small church. He's just proven that he's Lord, amen. That he's the one, and that he has all the authority, and all other little g gods don't even really exist. And so when we come to that knowledge, we understand this when we're hurting, when we're struggling, when we're sad, when everything's not going the way. When we come to the knowledge that he's Lord, that he has all authority, you know what I believe will happen? We'll talk to him a lot more. We'll take it to the Lord in prayer. And at this Christmas season, I think it's great to celebrate. But I want you to remember that for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And don't just celebrate that on the 25th. Come on. Right. Don't just celebrate that when you're opening gifts.
Yeah.
Don't just celebrate that when you're having milk and cookies. Don't just celebrate that when you're having eggnog. And I don't care how you feel about eggnog. It's delicious. And it's got protein in it, too. Praise be to God in heaven. Anyway, don't just be celebrating when you because you like to light up the house. Celebrate because his mercies are new every single morning. And great is thy faithfulness. This is why we celebrate. The Christmas formula, all the variables add together and it smacks us into celebration.